You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from FilmStudyBaltimore.com, he is Ken McCusick. Good morning to you, Ken.
Hey, Rob. How's it going?
Life is good. Life is good. I don't think our offensive line is, though. I don't know if I were... If I was a guy who was going to prove it contract, quarterback, and I had one team that I could sign to, if the Ravens were an option, I'd look elsewhere until I found a better option. I would only come here if this is my only option or the best. I don't think it's very good, the offensive line.
They're lucky to have Lamar Jackson.
Yes, they are.
They are. You know, they have a quarterback who makes all things right. And in a normal year, this is largely what the difference is between the Ravens in previous years and the Ravens this year. I think is Lamar Jackson is hurt, and it's taken away all the misdirection of the offense. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the 100+ points that the Ravens are short of normally where they are right now in terms of point differential, and the Ravens have been by far the best team in terms of point differential since Lamar came into the league.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much all on Lamar's health, honestly. The offensive line, is it a little worse than it? It probably is. Skill position players are better. You know, they've got, you know, it's not like the offense is hurting in general. And, you know, this is unfortunate. But the offensive line, you wanted to hear about that. So Stanley played okay. Harbaugh kind of overstated how well he played. A C+, I thought, for the game. Voorhees didn't have a terrible game, by the way. Had one of his better games of the year so far. Half a pressure, a third of a quarterback hit. Went 6 of 7 on pulls. He's becoming a very good pulling blocker, which is one nice thing you need to pull out and just pick out the nice things in their game. I didn't think Linderbaum had a great game. A C, 3.5 pressures allowed. Falele had one of his worst games of the year. He's had several that are about the same level. The funny thing about Falele is he has not yet had that game this year where he completely fell off the table in terms of his performance. He's had a number of Ds, but he hasn't had any Fs yet that are beyond the pale kind of games. And there have been plenty of those, believe me. Mm-hmm. I see you smirking at me, Ed, but there have been plenty of those.
Is he blindfolded on like half the plays? Because like sometimes he comes out just whiffing.
He looks terrible, and there's no problem finding Falele bad highlights. If you want to look at some great Falele play, look at the first drive. He had 3 highlight blocks on the very first drive on the first 5 plays, in fact, of the game. Take a look at those plays. See how Falele is driving people and tell you if that doesn't get you excited about.
So what do you do for the other 74 snaps?
I mean, I've got it right here, but I'm sure you don't want me to report it. And that's the problem is people want to say it's all one thing or it's all the other, and they don't really want to look at every single play and do that. But if you want to go over this on break, we can do that. Rosengarten, a B, 1.5 pressures. He was run out of another by Lamar as well, so that was a problem. Penalties still a problem for the line across the board. They had 3 penalties.
Well, let's get to that. I mean, I know you don't want to talk about it, and people criticize us for talking about officiating. To me, it's got to be spoken about because they're part of the game. And coming out a day after you take points off the board for this team and say, "Oh, my bad," and there's no remedy. That can't be in a multi-billion-dollar business. How do you rate the officiating?
It wasn't good in this game, and they talked about it being a rookie crew and whatnot. This guy may or may not, and his crew may or may not have trouble with retention given a game like this. But it would hurt him in how they score the officials. You know, they're, to me, the biggest problem was not understanding the Travis Jones, the rule in terms of what you're allowed to do. Right. To the guy. That was the biggest problem. The second biggest problem was not understanding the rule, as I understand it, in terms of what constitutes a reception in this. And I'm not talking about likely. I'm talking Rogers. About the reception by Rodgers. Yeah. Rodgers is not, to the best of my knowledge, afforded any special protection.
He becomes a receiver.
As a receiver, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And he's got to go to the ground with that ball, and that means he's got to go do all the things that a receiver does. So I point you back to last week, and I believe this is true, although there's plenty of other receptions where this would be true if this wasn't for this particular one. But Tez Walker, ball down the left sideline, severely underthrown by Lamar. At about an 8-yard window, he could have gotten about Tez Walker. But Tez Walker caught it. Dax Hill got his arm in there. As he went to the ground, I'm pretty sure his knee elbow was on the ground. That ball got pried out. Rodgers is in the same part of the catch when he was got his knee initially to the ground with Buchanan prying the ball.
And I got a follow-up question with this. I get it. It's a rookie crew. No excuse there. They're still in the NFL. Rookie crew, though. What about all the people in New York? Whoever's reviewing this tape?
Yep.
Because first, both those calls were reversed.
Uh-huh.
That was called a touchdown. It was called an interception. On both those plays, and they were reversed by, I'm assuming, the best officials we have. We're going to review the other officials' work. So how do you reconcile that?
I can't. They've set us aside during camp and had an official come in and talk to us about exactly what was going to be replay assist directed and the other things that they could ask for spots on the football and whatnot. Mm. It all sounded good at the time, is what I'll say. The application I haven't seen as being perfect.
Yeah. All right, why did we make Aaron Rodgers look so good? He turned back the clock. The deep ball was there. I thought he did an excellent job hiding the ball in the touchdown run. You know, we've seen slower quarterbacks do that, but the deep balls to DK Metcalf, it seemed like he was just hitting them left and right. He hadn't hit any of those this year.
Yeah, that's true. And you've often heard the thing that there's no defense for the perfect pass. And that's really the case. Those balls were dropped right in the bucket. They were timing throws. It's really important. It's not something Lamar Jackson does, is throw timing balls like that. But you can throw a 35 to 42-yard ball, get it out before the defense can do a damn thing about it, and drop it right in the bucket, and there is basically no defense against that if the pass is thrown perfectly. That's exactly what he did. I mean, Ed, you played safety. When a single high safety, what's your chance to get to the outside boundary on any play, even if you knew it was coming from breaking everything?
Yeah, but his chance seeing Jesus twice in the same day. Yeah. You ain't getting out there.
Yeah,
you're not.
He was playing wide receiver for the other team.
Yeah. So anyway, three of the deep balls were to the outside. One was huge blown coverage by primarily Mike Green, on getting to the outside on Jalen Warren, which ended up being a -2 +40 touchdown. And then they had one ball crossing where Starks really let down the team. If you look at the top view, which is the from the side on the all 22, Starks badly overruns the play to the wrong side and then has to try and recover, and he's very late. So all three corners had a bad play on there. All three corners allowed one of the long sideline throws. It was a bad game.
You know, we talked about the game by Aaron Rodgers, but let's talk about the game about our quarterback. What is going on with Lamar Jackson? Kim McCusick will answer that question. On the other side, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
On the Fan. 8:15 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ken McHusick from FilmStudyBaltimore.com is joining us. Ken, we know Lamar is not healthy because he's missing at least one practice every week, seemingly. But are all of his issues right now due to injuries, or does he have other issues?
It's really hard to separate, but a lot of it at least is due to the injury, and it skewers the Ravens' offense to not have the read option as a primary weapon. You go through that mesh point, it's the most powerful offensive weapon in football, I always say, is the mm-hmm. Lamar Henry mesh point. And the two of them not able to work their magic has completely changed success rates, both pass and run, for this team. Now, Lamar last week left a bunch of throws on the field as well. He didn't really do that as much this week. The receivers left one in the Bateman catch, and he left a throw on the field on the throw left for the second straight week, a screen pass that was open for 25-plus yards.
The one to Henry?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And one to Mitchell the previous week. So, yeah. You know, there have been unfortunate times where he kind of short-arms the ball and doesn't deliver it. But I think a lot of that is still based on the injury. I mean, he doesn't really want to step into his throws in the same way. To be fair, he's always kind of had that problem to various degrees mm-hmm. of wanting to hand the football to a player.
What about one of my favorite players? Obviously, he's going to be a linebacker or a safety. Roquan, to me, I thought he had a good game. What happened there?
Okay, so fantastic game for Roquan. The large thing they did also, they activated four nose tackles for the game, which I have never heard of an NFL team doing, and specifically with only five offensive linemen, mm-hmm. they activated four nose tackles. Those four nose tackles have a combined weight of 1,421 pounds.
So they can't get on the elevator together?
355 and a quarter each.
Okay. Wow.
So they had Okoye at 370, Jenkins at 360, Tupou was out from the practice squad at 350, and then the baby boy, Travis Jones, at 341.
Right.
And that really gave the Ray Lewis effect 2000 and 2001 mm-hmm. of him playing behind guys that are big and hard to get your double teams executed properly. It means he gets to roam the field much more. He had 10 tackles, 8 of them for defensive wins, had a good coverage game. By the way, Roquan really underestimated this year as a coverage player. He's had a really good year, particularly playing downhill, and also doing some of the things that are uncomfortable for linebackers to do, which are to drag seams going back mm-hmm. into level three.
Can we talk about Henry and Mitchell and Ali, the running back group? I thought it was, when we looked at it at the end of the game, the numbers looked fine. We had the big Keaton Mitchell run. He gets hurt. And it's something that you had said to me the other week about Ali and blitz protection. Saw another spot in that game where he looks really good in that aspect. What did you see? Did you feel like they ran the ball enough in the first half? Or because it felt like they ran it more in the second.
Yeah, they came out in the second half and they ran the ball, I think, the first three plays and had three pretty successful plays in a row. And that was nice. But that probably means that they talked about it at halftime and we weren't thinking they were running the ball enough. Inefficient offense in the first half. By the last drive of the first half, they got it together. And then they made the red zone every trip that they didn't run out of time the rest of the game. So And then they played great fourth quarter defense and ended it. But your question is about the running backs here. Henry had his biggest missed tackle force day of the year. He had 8 missed tackles force. He hadn't had more than 4 in any game, and his missed tackle rate had been very depressed this year. So that was positive. They're really in a pickle right now with only 2 running backs, and they're going to have to figure out where they get their third. I assume Mitchell isn't going to play. He's day-to-day listed this week.
When does Hill come back, or is that like...
It's at least 2 more weeks, I believe, because of the timing of the...
Yep.
Ken McCusick joins us, filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, he talked about the running back situation, but the receivers. At times, they look to be dynamic. Zay Flowers is one. I was thrilled that he had a 15-yard-plus catch day. But your thoughts on the receivers, are they used enough to the best of their ability, in your opinion?
Okay, so right now I'd say that extended plays, and this is part of the Lamar injury effect, are not working in the same manner. So
okay.
They're not having extended plays where the ball's getting distributed to multiple targets. He's going more to Zay. Now, Zay is more open than the other receivers. The big difference in the Ravens' offense as far as the skill position players go are the tight end group is not very effective this year. So they just signed Andrews, and he's having his worst yards per target year of his career. Likely has had a down year that's looked a little bit promising in recent weeks, with the fumble and the drop aside this last week. But I'm at a loss in terms of how they're going to rebuild the position for next year because everybody's at the end of their contract. Andrews is the only guy coming back.
What do you think of special teams play? Is this kind of off the offense even where people concentrate, but not just the missed extra point by Loop. He can't seem to get the kickoffs right. And Stout, he used to kick off when Tucker was here. And he kicked off for Penn State. Would you like to see that? Because the opponent getting the ball on the 40-yard line is just inexcusable.
It's devastating. And you think about how short the drives have to be to get a field goal in today's NFL with a 55-yard field goal being a big nothing.
With the new football that carries 5 to 7 yards more and all this.
All of that. So if a 55-yard field goal is going to be made 75% of the time, then you can't allow people to drive to the 38-yard line, which from the 40 is only 22 yards.
Yeah.
So it's a big difference between you're at the 30, you're at the 40, and it makes a huge difference. And they got a good kicking coach, as I'll say. They're hopefully going to get this in line and get him to be more effective at that.
Now, we talked a little bit about officiating and how it's come down and changed the game. I've been really frustrated this year and trying to figure out what a catch is. I'm not one of these guys that's going to sit here and say that they lost this game because of the officials, but there were 3 huge plays and none of them went their way. From a mathematical standpoint, it feels like that's how this season's been. Having plays not go your way, but maybe that's just because we've been losing a lot.
It's probably because we're very close to a 0-point differential, and in the NFL, every close game, each team can point to 6 plays that won them or lost them the game. So one team is very unhappy if there's a lot of close games.
I'm not asking you to like bash officiating or anything like that, but
why not?
Do you feel like it's been very inconsistent this year?
I mean, I probably feel that way every year. And so when the Ravens are plus 150 in points, then it doesn't matter because they're beating people by 10 or 15 a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So when, for all we would say about the officiating this game, it was the Ravens also who allowed this game to be close with their inefficient first half play. And boy.
But think about it. If the interception stands.
If one of those plays stands, I think they win the game.
Yes, for sure. But all three. If that stands, right? You don't have the penalty on the field goal, and you don't have the likely negated touchdown. That's a huge swing.
Well, think about what you're going in. What was the score when they scored?
15 points.
So it would have been, if the field goal had counted, it would have been what? 13 then?
Four-point difference.
It would have been 13-7, right?
At the time, no, it was later than that. But it's
a 4-point difference.
Yeah.
No, I get that. Yeah. What I'm saying is the Ravens scored a touchdown and missed the extra point. Could they have went into the halftime with a lead had that not happened? Because that field goal was kicked at the 6-minute mark. And then the touchdown was scored with, who was that? Gainwell right afterwards, right?
Yes, I think that's right.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what the numbers were, what it would have been going into the half. So yeah, it would have been, they would have been up 13 to whatever it was, 3 on the Ravens, right? Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the touchdown could have made it a closer game, but not the lead, so. Yeah.
Hey, Kim McCusick, tell us all about Film Study Baltimore.
Okay, sure thing. I'm at Film Study Ravens on Twitter. The website is filmstudybaltimore.com. And I'm encouraging people to use hashtag Film Study Mailbag on Twitter to hit me up with a question that I can answer with a 1 to 3 minute video. That's a new medium I'm trying to use.
There you go.
So we.
Ken, thanks a lot, my man. College football playoffs are set. Did Notre Dame get screwed? We'll talk about that at 8:45. But on the other side, Ed Norris is shovels.
Yes. I got to give it to Jalen Hurts. He did something I've never seen before.
This is funny.
It's unbelievable.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057TheFan. Shovels next. Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057TheFan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel this morning?
Jalen Hurts.
My, Jalen. Jalen makes it hard on himself, doesn't he?
Oof. Oof. He ran it really hard last night.
Oh, can you isolate that for me, Joe?
Yes.
Way ahead of you.
Yes.
Way ahead of you.
Please isolate that,
soon
Joe.
As he left my... the words left my mouth.
Oh, it's it left your mouth. Go ahead. Give us something else.
Yeah. Now we can put two clips together.
Anyway, he had four interceptions last night in that 22-19 loss in overtime. But the best one, he not only had four picks, he had a fumble and an interception on the same play. He threw a pick. He throws the ball. It's intercepted and fumbled. Then Hurts recovers and he fumbles. Then Troy Dye picks it up for the Chargers.
It's a negative four on a fantasy play.
Yeah,
fantasy,
I mean, it was unbelievable. He had a pick. He had two turnovers on one play. Good job.
He's playing hot potato.
Oh, I'm telling you, they got trouble there. Trouble in Philly. They blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night.
Who gets your shovel, Jeremy?
This douchebag on Twitter named Lucky Bull. So Lucky Bull, who, by the way, you know, guess what his picture is on Twitter?
What is it?
It's a bull. Use your own picture,
with
you dumbass.
With a four-leaf clover, right?
No, I mean, this is just... Here's what he wrote after our last segment with Ken McCusick. And he tagged... It's at me. Mm-hmm. If I wanted to hear a bunch of homers complain about the refs while excusing god-awful coaching and talent evaluation in this franchise, I'd call up Chad Steele and listen to him spew this same purple propaganda. But the officials, grow up, Peter Pan. Kiss my ass, Tinkerbell. This guy... Like, first off, nobody has criticized. I'll put myself up there. I've been one of the more critical people of John Harbaugh.
Yes.
His entire tenure here. So I'm not listening to this dumbass spew nonsense. And I love when people do. You took time out of your schedule to write that when you listened to 2 minutes of the show. You haven't listened to anything. And I think you guys have gotten on me because I keep prefacing by saying, I'm not blaming the officials. There's so many things they could have done. And this is the first freaking comment I get.
Yeah, I blame the officials. Should have targeted me. I totally blame
you. Lucky Bull, you dummy.
My shovel goes to overambitious parents, or maybe just fans. So Saturday at the game, it was a physical basketball game, Ed. It was. Not overly physical. It was just... You go to the paint, bam, we bodied you up. We went to the paint, bam, they bodied us up. It was really, you would have enjoyed it because it looked like it looked like Charles Oakley
1990s Knicks
was playing against the Bulls. That's what it looked. Yep. It was good old school basketball. So when you have physical basketball like that, from time to time, some bodies are going to hit the floor.
Mm-hmm.
We had a parent from the team in D.C., who started walking towards the court on the game saying, you foul her hard again. Well, wait a minute, bro. Who are you threatening? These are girls on the floor.
What are you going to do?
Are you threatening the girls? Is that what you...
Are you serious?
Are you serious? Are you threatening me? Because you were clearly directing your aggression to the girls, not to me.
Yeah.
He would have been wrong directing it to me, but I would understand it because at least it's grown man on grown man.
Yeah.
You should sit in the stands and shut your mouth because this is ball. This is not.
Yeah.
But he was really so not understanding. And I got to try to tell the other coach. I said, dude, you come to Rose Christian, you ain't come to church. Not understanding the situation. There's some dads on our team. Jeremy, you know, I don't avoid no smoke. There's some dads on the team who I would avoid smoke with. I'm just being honest with you. And he was told, bro, that's enough. Sit down. And I ain't gonna say it again. And it was to the point where the refs heard it and walked away from it because order had to be restored. You come and show that type of energy towards teenage girls to where you're physically threatening to come on the floor? Who are you?
So I had an incident at my son's game. We were playing Eastern Tech, and you guys all know the name Mark Belanger, and I hope Rich doesn't mind me telling this story. I don't think so, because I didn't think he was out of line. We were sitting... Sparrows Point was playing Eastern Tech. His son went to Eastern Tech. My kids went to Sparrows Point. So I had known Mark Belanger's son, Rich, for a long time because our kids had played together, and I'd coached his younger son and his older son. Well, his older son, as he grew up, grew longer hair, and he tied his hair back and had like a little man bun. Mm-hmm. And there's some guy sitting in the crowd going, oh, look at man bun. And they start making fun of him, to which you don't know who's sitting behind you when you're making fun of kids.
Exactly.
And he tapped him on the shoulder and says, you say one more thing about a man bun and you'll be meeting me in the parking lot. Do you understand me? And like got right in the guy's face. That guy was scared. You know, he didn't want no smoke.
These are kids, man. The guy says to the dad, that's my daughter. Now, the dad that defended him or checked him, his daughter wasn't on the floor at the time. His response was, they're all our daughters.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Why would you even
sit down? Sit down. Mm-hmm. Watch the game, man. These are the guys that you know several things, several possibilities here. They get no attention at home. They have no balls at home. They wouldn't say that face-to-face to grown people in the right situation without people around them. Mm-hmm. The people who aren't confrontational one-on-one. They're only confrontational when there's, you know, the basketball fights.
Yeah.
When there are people that can... Bro. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's what that is. It was the most cowardly move I'd seen in quite some... You're threatening to come on the floor for a girls' basketball game.
Yeah.
Really.
I can't... I mean, this story it shocks me. And I've seen a lot of bad behavior at youth sports. I've coached, you know, for years, and I between the wrestling parents who were absolutely insane and I wanted to strangle some of them, to the football parents who was crazy as well. That one's beyond the pale, though.
And I'm sitting on the sideline.
It's girls basketball.
I'm sitting on the sideline thinking, you're about to get your ass whipped.
Yeah.
Seriously, this is not the place for that. Don't. Be fooled by the name out there. You're about to get your ass whipped.
I wish I could say I'm shocked, man. But being at so many youth games and high school games, the things that you hear people say in the crowd, and it's like, I'm just glad that kid's dad's sitting over there. Like, even watching, you know how you become familiar with other parents on other teams because you're playing the same leagues.
Yeah.
You see their kids. I'm sure how many kids do you know in college, or hell, even onto the WNBA now, that you did not coach, that you coached against, or you knew their family? Yeah. We even talked about Angel Reese. It's funny to hear some of these guys come up at these games and they have no problem talking nonsense about kids.
All
these are children.
And to be honest with you, other than cheering for everybody, you wouldn't even know who Angel Reese's mom was during the game because she's cheering for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's just the parents like that. I mean, that's just, it was it was a surreal moment. Tony and Cherry Hill. What's up, Tony?
What it is, though? What's good, fellas?
Hey, Tony. Man, long time no hear from.
Where you been?
I'm listening. I just don't be calling, bro.
You still down in Charlotte?
I am down in Charlotte working. I'm working down in Spartanburg today, though.
Okay. Spartanburg, South Carolina. All right.
Yes, sir. Yo, check me out, though. My shovel is either Greg or George, dude that called today from Columbia.
That's Greg. That's Mr. Positivity.
Yeah.
He's talking about, don't criticize Harbaugh or the refs because their jobs are hard and they're making it. I was waiting for them to try to give Filele, man, all of them could get thrown under the bus, bro. All of them.
Harbaugh,
the refs, and Filele. All
right. I don't know. Like, it's been the running joke. I don't think Greg has said a negative thing about anyone. That's the most negative he's been at people being negative towards Harbaugh.
That was just negative. He was aggressive.
Yes.
Man, which I liked.
Dump Truck Don. What's up, Dump Truck Don? Yeah.
Good morning, fellas.
You about to throw a fellow employee under the bus?
No, not today. Not today.
What?
Yeah, my shovel goes to the Chinese circus.
What?
The Chinese circus.
Where are they at?
Jeremy is in your inbox on Facebook. There's a guy getting attacked by a bear, right? A bear. And they're trying to fend the bear off with a stick, a basketball hoop, and a parrot.
Are you man on
basketball
hoop
and a parrot?
That's me. That is me.
Oh, Don and I send messages back all the time. I didn't realize it was him because I was going to read your name on the air one day, and I said, nope. I'll show you what his name is on Facebook in a second. This video, this is insane. I'll show you guys in a second, but when we get in a commercial break, you can watch the video. But it is, there's just some stupid people out there, man. Yeah, let me show you Don's name on Facebook.
Pete Alonso drove to the winter meetings. Will he leave with a new home? We'll talk about that at 9:15, but on the other side. Did Notre Dame get screwed? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Jeremy. I don't know if you know this. I mean, everybody else does. I don't know how you wouldn't know it. But Notre Dame thinks they got screwed. I mean, you know, the college football bracket came out and they ain't on it. Now, let's talk about two different things. Did they get screwed? Probably. Do I like it? Probably. I'm giggling.
I don't hate Notre Dame like some people do. I don't love them like the other people do.
I hate them.
I'm indifferent, but I will say this. You make your own schedule.
Exactly.
So if you're going to keep laying it up against a lot of other opponents and playing these middling Power 5 teams, you're not going to get the same love as the SEC teams with 3 losses or 2 losses.
So what does the college football playoff do? Make a rule. If Notre Dame's top 12, which you know they're going to be every year. Notre Dame's going to be top 12 every year.
They're going to be top 12, and they're going to keep scheduling these cupcakes.
And they're going to be in the playoffs every year.
Yep. This is what we're going to be dealing with. And I don't know how you guys feel about it. Like, we've said we're going to get to this point where you end up with 12 playoff teams, and people are saying, you got to go to 16, and you got to do this,
no,
you got to keep
12
extending.
12 is perfect.
It's a good number. You're always going to complain about the teams that miss. Mm-hmm. Be better during the regular season. You know how you guys would have made the playoffs? You could have won at home against Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. You were a what, a 9.5-point favorite in that game. You could have won on the road against Miami. That was a close game. You lost it. But it doesn't help when you're playing Boston College and all these other middling teams. Again, they pick so many Power 5 conferences, and they take the weaker teams.
Yeah. Question. I'm taking Rob's job. I'm going to be devil's advocate here.
What the hell?
James Madison, Tulane, or Notre Dame? Who would people rather see in the college football playoffs?
The other teams earned it.
Yeah, you're right. It hit me. Let me ask the question.
Did they earn it?
I'll answer the question.
Are they better?
I'd rather see Notre Dame. No, however, the rules state that they have to go.
I know.
To answer your question, I'd rather see Notre Dame and give me another SEC or Big Ten team than those teams.
That's what I mean. Because if they can knock out Florida State because their quarterback, they're playing their third string quarterback, even though they earned it, because it wouldn't be as entertaining because you're playing with your third stringer, how do you have these tomato cans in there?
And I think
when James Madison's a 21-point underdog.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they should be. So can I just say this? Like, the one thing that comes down when we talk about these teams playing, do I personally want to see James Madison and these other teams in? No.
No.
Do I want to see them in just so we can see if they can play against these teams? Because I think they get smoked 9 out of 10 times. I think they just get annihilated. But there's going to be that one game that everybody's going to hang their hat on saying, see? But they put in two of those teams. We got Tulane and James Madison.
Yeah.
I like Tulane. I think they're better than James Madison. I would not be shocked. Isn't Tulane playing Ole Miss?
Yes.
So we've got two teams. We don't know what Ole Miss is going to look like. New coach, how the team comes out and plays.
I still think they mop the field with them.
Don't make me do it.
I think Tulane's a live dog.
Don't make me choose between those teams.
Yeah.
I don't want to choose between those teams. I think they all suck.
Me personally, I say this every March Madness. I don't need Cinderella in the freaking Elite Eight. I want the best teams playing.
Me too.
So I don't like all. I like a couple upsets in the first round, and let's keep it moving after that. Those teams can go in the round of 32. It's just, we see this every year, but now the masses want to see the underdogs in the playoff format now that we have
I wonder if they do, though.
They do until they don't. They do until they're actually there.
Yeah.
They say, I want Cinderella in the NCAA tournament, and then when Cinderella makes the Elite Eight or Final Four, it's boring.
Yeah, because I'm like kind of what Rob said before. Like, I'd rather not see this. Give me another SEC Big Ten team. Just put them in there. Put Notre Dame in there. Put somebody in there that I really would like to see in the playoff who's better. It's not even, why do they deserve it? Because the rules, the flawed rule system they have here?
I'd rather see Texas in than the other two teams.
So would I. Yeah.
Absolutely.
100%.
410-583-1057.
How about the guy everybody wants to win the Heisman? Why not put him in the playoffs? They have a, and that's going to be a good game, by the way, Vanderbilt and BYU. Both of those teams feel like they should be in the playoff. Both of them aren't, and they're both all predicated on the run. Should be fun to watch. I think we might get a high-scoring game out of those two.
So answer the question then. Did Notre Dame get screwed?
Under the letter of the law, no.
How about the spirit of the law?
The spirit of the law, yes.
Yes, they are one of the 12 best teams in the country. As much as I hate them, they are.
That's the only way to say it. And just because you're one of the 12 best teams in the country, not all schedules are played equally. Do I think they have better talent than James Madison? Yes. But I just watched James Madison's former coach come to Indiana and beat the number one team in the country with a whole hell of a lot of three stars and five stars.
Absolutely.
Hey, Joe just asked me in my ear, will they join a conference? They don't have to.
Yeah, they're not making
it. Because the new rule that kicks in next year says that they're ranked in the top 10, they're automatically in.
Top 12, I'm sorry.
So it's the Notre Dame Conference.
How do they get away with it not being a conference forever?
Because people still think they're important. They're not that important anymore.
I mean, it's just a different time. It's like, and it doesn't make any sense. You have one school that's independent.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, what are the? Are there more?
No, it's not. There's more than one.
But I mean, at this level.
Like, they're the only one at that level. Like you have some of the military schools? Are they all in conferences? All of them?
Who?
Military schools?
The service academies.
I don't think Navy is. Army is.
Yeah, but I'm saying are they all? Like Air Force is in a conference, right?
Yeah, I don't know if Navy is. I can look that up real quick there.
It's so weird even saying that. Like, I don't know the answer to that.
Oh, they are. They all are. The only independent schools are Notre Dame and UConn.
Army and Navy are in the American Conference.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the only independent school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. I shared a story about what happened at the basketball game on Saturday. Darryl in Baltimore wants to weigh in.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, man?
Hey, I meant to call in yesterday about this, Rob. I mean, I want to say this, man. I was really proud of the way you and the other young coach, I don't want to call his name, I don't know his name, but I also told him, too, man, how y'all handled that situation.
Appreciate that.
because, man, that was – it could have got dicey, man. It was, you know, but you guys did a great job of handling it, man. Like I said, I don't know the young –
And you come to a lot of the games, Daryl. Like I said, you know, Al Dad's a real low key,
mm-hmm.
but they, you know what I'm talking about. You're from city and mm-hmm. They're the ones not to do that with yeah. because they're too low key. Right. Those are the ones you should fear. Yeah. Hey, Daryl, thanks a lot, man. Continue to support us. Had a big win last night against Riverdale Baptist.
Oh, y'all did?
Yeah, yeah.
Where'd y'all play?
We played down there.
Yeah, but Rob's still not in the top five. So. And until he gets in the top five, Daryl, I will not speak to him.
Are you speaking through Daryl right now?
I don't know. I'm going to change my mind a bunch of times, but I'm going to try to carry this bit as long as I
Kevin
can.
Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
Morning, fellas. How you doing?
Morning. Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. So I had a thought, and I was curious what y'all thought about this. I was talking to Joe about it. You know, Notre Dame had always been an independent school, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, do you think that Notre Dame not being in the playoff, I think that they're not willing to help boast another school playing against them and profiting, et cetera, right, Rob? Because it's all about money.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're not going to let somebody else make them a stepping stone. What do you think?
I mean, I think it's a little... it's sad because there's a lot of players there that I know would like to go play in a bowl game. And I get it. It's that knee-jerk reaction. Oh, you don't want us? Then we don't want to play. You guys aren't going to watch us play at all then. I don't think that's necessarily a good idea. We've talked about this with teams that say College Hoops is the one that stands out, right? Like you get invited to the NIT and you go, yeah, I'm not going there. Why? Why is it beneath you? Like, go play. It's not even about you. It's about these kids playing. And by the way, Rob, a lot of coaches out there would kill to have extra practices or extra games and be able to do all these things during a season. And why wouldn't that lead into next year when you got all these young players? I just don't get why teams do that.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Entering the 9 o'clock hour, Daily Line with Jeremy Cohn at 9:30. Pete Alonso on his tour at the winter meetings, but on the other side, reaction to Ben Cleveland's suspension. Does this confirm Falele will continue to get the play? And on the offensive line, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.